Enjoy your day and have some fun. We're not here to do what's already been done. Open your eyes, try something new on for size. Go on and let yourself be heard. It's a great big world.
Welcome to the first edition of Great Big World, our brand new podcast. I'm Jeremio, also known as Jeremy Aldrich, and I'll be your host. I'm a middle school teacher in Harrisonburg, Virginia, in the United States, and I created this show partially to highlight student work from those at my school, but mostly to inform and give insights about the world that we live in to our listeners. I hope you enjoy it. And now, on with the show. In world news, at least 345 people have died in Mecca, Saudi Arabia today, when a stampede broke out during a ceremony that's part of the Hajj, or pilgrimage to Mecca. The Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam, and 3 million Muslims are in Mecca this week to perform the ceremonies and rituals that make up the Hajj. The particular ceremony in which the stampede occurred involves throwing stones at a symbolic devil. Saudi authorities had taken measures to prevent problems like installing padding around the monument that represents the devil and using cameras and sending 60,000 police to monitor the situation, but the problems happened on a bridge leading to the monument where some slow-moving pilgrims were pulling luggage behind them and creating a bottleneck. The worst stampede occurred in 1990 when 1,426 pilgrims were killed. Iran has angered the United States and several European countries by restarting its nuclear program this week. Germany, France, and Britain have asked the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to report Iran's activities to the United Nations Security Council, presumably for punishment or some kind of reaction. Iran again started using some of its nuclear enrichment facilities this week, but it says that it's not trying to build nuclear weapons, but rather that it wants to develop a nuclear power program for the nation. In our United Nations update, the United States is not having much success with its efforts to bring some changes to the UN, and U.S. Ambassador John Bolton is threatening that the U.S. will not pay its dues to the global organization unless changes are made. The Bush administration would like to see the UN create a new Human Rights Council, and it would like to give more authority to the Secretary General to hire and fire, and it would like to see the adoption of an agreement to define and combat terrorism. The United States is already withholding $1.3 billion it owes in dues to the UN, and some in the UN say that withholding dues could cripple the UN's ability to function. In our country focus today, we look at Albania, a small country north of Greece, south of Serbia, and east of Italy, across the Adriatic Sea. Albania is called the Land of the Eagles, and its national symbol is a two-headed eagle. About 3.5 million people live in Albania, and several million more ethnic Albanians live in Kosovo, Macedonia, Montenegro, Italy, and around the world. The capital of Albania is also its largest city, Tirana. Albania is a rapidly developing country, which emerged in 1991 from years of communist dictatorship under a man named Enver Hoxha and his successor Ramiz Alia. Hoxha was at first an ally of Joseph Stalin, but when the Soviet Union started changing after Stalin's death, he became an ally of China. And later, he even broke off that relationship, and Albania became one of the most isolated countries in the world, closed off to outside influence, and the first officially atheistic country in the world. Now, Albania enjoys a vibrant democratic government with two main political parties, the Socialist Party and the Democratic Party. The current president of Albania is Alfred Moisiu, and the prime minister is Sali Berisha, both of whom are members of the Democratic Party. The official unit of currency in Albania is called the lek. And I've visited Albania several times, and each time I've been impressed to see how rapidly the country's progressing, especially the economic part of the nation. When I first went to Albania in 1996, there were no good roads, and there was lots of trash everywhere, and there were lots of beggars on the street. And then the last time I went, in 2003, there had been a lot of changes. There were new buildings everywhere. Tirana was undergoing a beautification project with lots of great new roads and a lot less trash, and things seemed a lot more like other cities in Europe than they had been before. But Albanian immigrants to other countries have had a hard time in the last decade because they really face some discrimination in places like Italy, Greece, and Germany. But the future of Albania seems bright because the land of the eagles is really full of opportunities. Albania has become an ally of the United States in the global war against terrorism, and it seems to have its eyes on one day joining the European Union, and I wish them luck in that. Our spotlight will normally feature an interview or music or an online resource that we want to bring your attention to, but today our spotlight is on the piece of music we've chosen as our theme song, Great Big World by Joe Latta, a.k.a. Bobby Darling. Darling performs with the Bobby Darling Show in the Northeast United States, and he's graciously given us the permission to use his song in our podcast. Thanks, Bobby Darling. I'd like to play the song in its entirety for you now.
Days when we sometimes see the world in most unusual ways. Imagination. Enjoy your day and have some fun. We're not here to do what's already been done. Open your eyes, try something new on for size. Go on, let yourself be heard. It's a great big world. Get up and dance, get up and sing. Try to sit back and enjoy this thing. Step outside the circle you're in. Discover what's out there comes from within. Imagination. Don't reach for the prize that's sitting on the shelf. Passing up opportunity is opportunity itself. So many things, so many brass rings, so much to be unfurled. It's a great big world. And fly, spread those wings, believe in all your choices, know there's magic in those things. Imagination. Hang out with friends that are most enthused. Don't let beautiful bonds go unused. Open your eyes, be ready for the big surprise. As we're all being flipped and twirled, it's a great big world.
That was Great Big World from Bobby Darling, available on the album Great Big World, and also on iTunes. Today in our language segment, we'll take a quick look at some conversational Albanian. Albanian is the official language of Albania and is spoken by 6 million ethnic Albanians around the world. It is its own branch of the Indo-European language group. Let's learn a little Albanian now. Hello. Tunjatjeta. Goodbye. Mirupafshim. How are you? Sieni. Fine, thanks. Mir, faleminderit. Yes. Po. No. Jo. One interesting note about Albanian communication, the Albanians shake their heads in opposite directions from us. When they want to indicate no, they actually give a quick upturn of the head that looks like yes to us, and when they want to indicate yes, they shake their heads from shoulder to shoulder, which looks a little bit like no. And the numbers 1 through 10? Një, dy, tre, katër, pes, gjasht, shtat, tet, nënt, dhjet. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Great Big World. I hope you had a good time. I know I have. Won't you please join us again? Mirupafshim!
It's a great big world.